Dictation for Dion, D-E-O-N, Swan Paul, S-W-A-N, E, P as in Paul, O-E-L, March 7, 53. Addresses a letter to Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Strong, this is an urgent consultation. Mr. Swan Paul Dion for Rising Creatine Inc. comes accompanied with wife Susan, retired physical therapy from our hospital 3 years ago. Creatinine baseline was 0.5, 0.7 for many years. It started to rise around June of 2025. Within the last 1 year, his major complaint has been progressive weight loss, 40 pounds, severe diarrhea, day and night, according to wife, sometimes explosive, incontinent of stools, no bleeding, no change in appetite or minor decrease, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Workup has been done, EGD, colonoscopy, blood test, simple biopsies with negative findings. He denied the use of anti-inflammatory agents, although he has chronic back pain, prior falls, and does have a spinal cord stimulator sometime 2024. Takes Lovenox because of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary emboli, recent diagnosis of prostate cancer, workup for abnormal rectal exam, prostate nodule, PSA apparently was normal. He complains of decreased taste. He is also incontinent of urine. There is a lower extremity rash and prior edema that has improved. No energy, fatigue, some lightheadedness but no syncope, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, no cough, sputum production. Does use IPA machine for many years. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea for many years. In 2021, he fell from 35 to 40 feet height from a basket. Lift from working on trees from a truck. Compression fracture around T3, persistent pain since then. Next paragraph, 2023, July, some numbness symptoms, right face and right side, negative workup for neurological problems, new findings of vitamin B12 deficiency, incidental abnormal thyroid imaging, for what later that year, a total thyroidectomy, including a mass extending substernal, was removed with diagnosis of papillary thyroid cancer, for what he takes thyroid replacement and follows endocrine surgeon at Midland, but also hematology-oncology Dr. Sahay, Sahay, at Midland Dr. Sequeira, Sequeira. February, next paragraph, February 2024, another falling episode, back pain, new findings of T6, T8 compression fracture. There was epidural bleeding at the level of T5, T6 with spinal cord compression, near effacement of the cerebrospinal area for what he was transferred to Grand Rapids. There he developed hypoxia secondary to bilateral pulmonary emboli with hypoxemia, right-sided acute cord pulmonal, requiring mechanical thrombectomy, complete removal on the left-sided, partial clots left on the right pulmonary artery. There was also evidence of left-sided extensive deep vein thrombosis. He was placed on Eliquis and transferred to rehabilitation here in Alma. Days into rehabilitation, recurrence of symptoms, findings of recurrence of thrombus, and transferred to Midland, where a redo bilateral pulmonary artery thrombectomy was done, the placement of inferior vena cava filter, which eventually was removed, and changed from Eliquis to Lovenox. There was also extensive deep vein thrombosis on the left lower extremity requiring thrombectomy, incidental new right-sided DVT, not symptomatic and no treatment was done. He's been followed for this problem, Dr. Sahay, and remains on Lovenox without active bleeding. Was back to Alma rehabilitation after all these events and eventually went home. Next number, or next paragraph, August 2025, question prostate nodule. However, it was not apparent during surgical procedure. Random biopsies was, however, positive for adenocarcinoma. Next paragraph, some lower urinary tract symptoms in part related to phimosis requiring circumcision October 2024. Next paragraph, there is no history of coronary artery disease, no TIS stroke, no liver abnormalities. There has been blood transfusion at the time of above complications. No prior kidney abnormalities. Previously, no blood or protein in the urine. Next paragraph, surgeries, as indicated above, the bilateral pulmonary artery thrombectomy in two opportunities because of severe extensive thrombus, the left-sided deep vein thrombosis thrombectomy, prior tonsils adenoids, circumcision, right-sided inguinal hernia, prior varicocele surgery testicle, and the recent total thyroidectomy with removal of retroesternal extension, as well as the random prostate biopsies, prior EGD colonoscopies, and stomach colon biopsies. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol present or past. He is vegan, V-E-G-A-N, does not eat any protein, recently added some eggs, and in two opportunities ate chicken. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. However, there is two family members with systemic mastocytosis. Next paragraph, present medications, lisinopril HCTC, which is a long, which is an old medication taking for many years, metformin, glimepiride, propranolol that he uses for tremors, Lovenox, and insulin and thyroid replacement. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph. On physical exam, his weight, 313, 74 inches tall, blood pressure, 120 over 60 on the right side, the sitting position, standing 140 over 70 and 140-75. No gross respiratory distress, alert oriented time 4. Normal eye movements, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no jaundice, no gross JVD, prior thyroid surgery, no lymph nodes, no bruits, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, lower extremities, minor edema. There is an macular bilateral rash, uniform, not palpable, no blisters, a component of some purpuric discolor, mostly lower extremities and feet. According to patient and wife, increasing over time. Does not appear to be folliculitis. Next paragraph. I want to mention labs, creatinine change from below 0.7 to 1.47. And a few weeks ago, 1.55, representing a GFR around 47. There were normal electrolytes, acid base, normal calcium. There is also anemia. Used to be above hemoglobin 13 until events on February 2024, when has been consistently low, with normal white blood cell and platelets, MCV in the upper 97-99. Next paragraph, urine analysis previously negative for blood and protein until early 2024. Since then, about 1 to 2 plus of protein, 0 to 1 plus of blood. Next paragraph. A1C many years back was as high as 13.3. Since the events 2024 has been below 7. Next paragraph, thyroid abnormalities. As expected, post total thyroidectomy with TSH running high and medications being adjusted to suppress TSH and keep 3T4 normal. He does have antibodies to anti-thyroglobulin, which is new within the last 1 year. A few years back, those antibodies were negative. Next paragraph, prior albumin creatinine ratio below 30, 2023 52, 2024 between 91 164. Next paragraph, prior iron studies, 2023 ferritin was consistently low, 11, 17, 15, iron saturation also low, around 8%. Since then, saturation is back to normal and ferritin remains low. That's a change from 2017 when ferritin was normal at 281. B12 was already documented low also back in 2017. Next paragraph. I want to mention before the pulmonary emboli, there was normal ejection fraction, some enlargement of atria. Sign dilatation of the right ventricle. With no significant valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, I review extensively all records in our system 2024, as well as over care everywhere from Grand Rapids Corwell, Corewell, as well as all reports of imaging. Next paragraph. There is a kidney ultrasound from June 2025 before the prostate biopsy was done because of diarrhea and abnormal kidney function. Right side it was 9.8, left side it 11.9, without evidence of obstruction. Or urinary retention. Next paragraph, there is also recent nuclear medicine, HIDA, H-I-D-A, with normal gallbladder ejection fraction. Bile ducts are open and no gallbladder inflammatory changes. There was some reflux of bile to the stomach. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute, subacute renal failure. New onset of proteinuria. Variable low-grade hematuria in a patient with new diarrhea within the last 1 year, symptomatic in terms of weight loss, poor appetite. With evidence of iron deficiency, which is new comparing to 2017. There might be a component of pre-renal renal failure, blood pressure was running in the low side, although no postural changes. However, patient and wife described diarrhea appears severe, appears watery and probably secretory to the point of incontinence and day and night. Present blood pressure medication like Sinopril HCTC will not be the best options given those circumstances. We are going to place those on hold for a few days, monitor blood pressure at home, might require alternative medicines, and recheck chemistries to see if there is any improvement. We will do some serology because of the blood and protein in the urine, including testing for vasculitis, which might also explain the chronic diarrhea for the last 1 year. No evidence for obstruction or urinary retention based on imaging and recent evaluation by urology, without evidence of high post-void residual. Discussion was done with patient and wife, and they also requested to discuss with daughter, which is a nurse practitioner, which I know her from hospital, Rojane, R-O-J-A-I-N-E. Otherwise, management of other extensive medical issues as indicated above by yourself and other consultants, the etiology of the severe watery diarrhea needs to be assessed. He needs to see a gastroenterologist to guide us on the further diagnostic procedures. Family is concerned about that family history of amyloidosis, although he does not have any cutaneous manifestations. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.